Now, next hour, my in-studio guest will be Michael Powers. He's got a new album coming out just shy of a week called Cinco de Michael. Actually, it's coming out on Cinco de Mayo, which is the same day that he is providing the musical entertainment on the opening day of Boating Season Cruise with Argosy Cruises. So Michael will be sharing with us some great music from the new CD. You'll have a chance to win an autographed copy as well. Tonight on the Sunday New Music Review, I have with me as my in-studio guest, Mr. Michael Powers. Welcome back.
I guess it's great to be here. How you been, Diana?
Busy, yeah.
Incredibly busy. Just getting ready to release this new CD, and it's my third CD in 18 months.
Now, that's a lot. I mean, typically, what, artists put out an album once a year or something
once
like that?
Once a year, and before that, I was on a cycle of once every 2 years.
Yeah, about. So yeah. What happened? So that's like every 6 months you put out an album, basically.
Yeah, it's a combination of I've been inspired, and when it hits you, you just got to do it.
Right.
And the technology these days has allowed me to speed up the cycle.
Oh, right.
So I'm able to capture my ideas easier, you know, with the newer technology and be able to work them out and edit them. And just timing, you know, this new album, it's all Latin jazz, and
right.
It's very summery, sunshiny kind of music. So I was like, okay, I sat there in January, just got through doing a bunch of Frosty's Funky Holiday shows, and I said, I really want a new CD for this summer, you know, playing
right.
all the outdoor festivals
and
all that stuff. And this music that I'm starting to work on is really summertime music, so I, you know, did everything I could to get it out.
And, of course, you are timing the release on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
That was no accident, I'm sure.
Absolutely not. there was a synergy going on. There was I wanted to name the CD Cinco de Michael.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo, opening day of boating season. And it fell on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And this year's theme is musical memory. So everything went together. And I said, okay, what better
it's
musical
memory
than for them to come, hear the new music, and walk away with a CD that day.
Very cool.
So, it all worked out. Yes.
Well, let's dive into it, and then we can chat with you a little bit more. I'm going to play... I'm going to start off with a song that once I saw it listed on your album notes here, I'm like, of course, what a great song to do. And if you have a Latin theme going on, what a perfect song to choose. And it is a cover of a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, I can't help it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Totally makes sense.
Yes.
So we're going to start our feature tonight of Michael Powers' new album, Cinco de Michael, with his rendition of the Stevie Wonder song, I Can't Help It, on 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ. 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ, originally recorded by Stevie Wonder, also recorded by Michael Jackson, and now by a different Michael, Michael Powers.
Yes.
I Can't Help It, from Michael's new album, Cinco de Michael, and he's my in-studio guest.
Hey, hello, everyone.
Yeah, that is, you know, because the original had a very nice, cool Latin flavor.
Yes, yeah, and a little bit funkier. But, yeah, I made sure
kind
I went all the way
feel,
in
though.
The Brazilian bossa
yeah, exactly.
nova style.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the countries I covered. Mm-hmm. The other idea of Cinco de Michael, besides being kind of a catchy phrase,
right.
was that I wanted to look at five different countries,
oh.
five different areas of Latin music. So
mm-hmm.
Cuban salsa,
mm-hmm.
Caribbean style, mm-hmm. Brazilian style, Spanish, like from Spain,
right.
and then Mexican, almost mariachi style.
Right.
So that one covered that Brazilian feel.
Excellent.
For me.
Yeah, because really, you know, if you go to cities like Los Angeles or
yes.
where there's a large Latino population,
yes.
you will find, you know, eight different radio stations with totally different formats. You
exactly.
know, there's Tex-Mex and there's Tropical.
Yes.
And it's just really how some of us don't even realize how fragmented or varied.
Diverse.
Yeah, exactly.
And specific types of playlists.
Exactly.
And styles. So I thought, okay, I'll hone in on five
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and try to do that. So, because people always, oh, well, Cinco de Mayo, so is everything Mexican? Is
right.
it all mariachi? Well, no. It's,
right.
It's like the whole world of Latin music.
Right, right. And I noticed that the cover here, where you're wearing all these different hats, some of them I can tell are more Mexican inspired.
Yes.
That one looks is that one Cuban inspired, right?
Well, I was thinking the guy on the bottom, he's got a Kangol hat on.
Right.
He's kind of a conguero.
Okay.
On the left bottom, the next to him there's a guy with a sombrero
right.
and he's kind of a Mexican mariachi guy. Next
yep.
to him there's a guy with a nice Panama hat on.
Ah, okay.
And he's kind of like the Panamanian cool
right.
pianist
Central
guy.
Central America.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then there's the bass player and the guitar player, of course.
Right, right. Oh, that's great. You know, you mentioned something earlier about technology giving you the ability to work a lot faster
yes.
in the process. And I'm sure the technology's been around for a while, and I'm sure that you're familiar with it, where you can just literally play and the software will score it.
Yes.
Right
yeah,
in
I do
front
that.
Of your eyes, instead of some, you know, the old-fashioned days, right, where you'd have
yeah.
to sit down and write one note at a time and go back and like, okay, what note followed that? And you can just play, and boom, the computer scores it for you.
I know. I got
Stunning.
A 4-year degree at Cornish just to be able to do that. And now it's automatic. Isn't this something?
Oh, that's wild. Now, you have put out albums in the past that had certain musical themes, whether
yes.
they were bluesy
yes.
or jazzy or funky.
Yes.
And was this just inevitable? Had this been in the back of your mind and it was just a matter of when and how? Or was it a recent like epiphany going, ooh, here is a genre I can capture?
Well, you know, it was definitely inevitable because from my very first CD, there's always been at least 3 or 4 tunes that had a Latin feel.
Because guitar lends itself to that.
It totally lends it to it. My longtime bass player, Douglas Barnett, would always, whenever I'd bring in a new song, to say, okay, here's a new song, he'd say, okay, is it bluesy or is it Latin? Which one is it?
Or funky,
right. You know, it's one of those
right.
three. And so since I've done kind of a funky album and I've done a bluesy album, it was time to do the Latin one.
Oh, great.
And keep the theme going all the way through it.
All right, we're going to play another song. Two more, por favor, is two more what?
Please.
Two more of what?
It's the go. I left that part blank.
Oh, okay.
You guys fill in the blank of whatever you want. Two more of.
Okay. It is from Michael Powers' new CD called Cinco de Michael, my featured album tonight on the Sunday New Music Review on 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ. 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ. Two more, por favor. Two more, please. Michael Powers,
yes.
That's from his album Cinco de Michael.
Yes.
And Michael's in with me tonight on the Sunday New Music Review. And you talked about the fact that you're going to be part of our opening day of boating season cruise this Saturday. Now, this is our 10th. Have you been doing it every year?
I think so.
Wow.
I think I've been the guy there. And
you've been the guy. It's a party boat.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, you know, that have been on it, talk about it. I had a strange experience. We just came back from San Antonio. I was playing in a celebrity golf tournament there last weekend. And I was sitting on the plane on the way back and, you know, I was talking to the person next to me. He was like, hey, what do you do? Hey, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. She said, oh, yeah, I was in Seattle one time. I flew up there to see my friend and they took me on this boat. And it was really great. And I remember we were doing the electric slide out on the deck. And I said, I remember that. That was me playing.
Wow, isn't that a coincidence?
And it had been like 9 years or something.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. And so people that have done it before try to come do it again.
Oh, yeah,
and
there are people that collect the T-shirts. You know, we have a T-shirt each time, and they've got quite a wardrobe of our boating cruise
great
T-shirts.
Food from Bill's Bodacious Barbecue.
Yeah.
And we always get some kind of dance move going, and people get on the deck and do the dance move while we play going through the cut. And generally, we've either come in really close or
winning.
We've taken first place
or something,
for the class of
boat
because they have a way to spin the boat when it gets into
does
the
360
cut.
I
and
know
it's,
yeah
it's and it's really a great time rain or shine
because
there's plenty of space on the Spirit of Seattle to be inside or if you can you know if it's nice you can be outside and there's no better place than to be actually in the parade rather than watching the parade going through the cut.
I did it a few years ago, and I remember when we'd be in the cut and doing the 360 and you're jamming the music, how, you know, these other people in their boats would be looking at us like, well, they're having fun.
Yeah, gee. Honey, let's go on that next year. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to play the title track now the album, Cinco de Michael. You want to set that up for us?
Well, this one, I wrote it as kind of an overture. It starts out with some strings, and it has all the elements of the CD contained within it. And it's also got a little bit of that Carlos kind of
Santana,
vibe thing going on with it.
Actually, Carlos, I heard his voice through several tracks on this album. Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that influenced me when I was listening to that kind of music. So I made sure and put some of that in there.
Definitely. All right, Cinco de Michael, the title track from my featured CD tonight from Michael Powers' latest release on the Sunday New Music Review on 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ. 98.9 Smooth Jazz, KWJZ, Cinco de Michael. That is the name of the song and the name of the album, the new release from Michael Powers, who's with me tonight on the Sunday New Music Review. He will be performing on our opening day of boating season cruise with Argosy Cruises this Saturday, and that's also going to be the release, it's a CD release party of sorts, right? Because
yes.
That's when it'll be available.
Yes, the floating release party, first time available for people to be able to get it. And the people that come on the cruise get it at a special discount.
Excellent.
It'll be, because they're already on the cruise. So
right. Special. And if they want to purchase it elsewhere, if they're not on the cruise this Saturday.
Yeah, they can get it from my website at michaelpowersmusic.com.
Okay.
It'll be available there. And also, it's in the stores at Silver Platters.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you, Michael, for joining us tonight. Always a pleasure.
Always great to see you. Say hi to Nathan.
Oh, he's fabulous. He's almost 18 months old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. Everyone said, it'll go by quickly. And now I'm one of those people saying, it goes by quickly.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yes. I can speak. My daughter's 23 now. And
it
seemed like not long ago I was bringing her to elementary school. Now she's out of college and everything.
Okay. Slow down. I know. All right. Well, we're going to give away five autographed copies of Michael's new album, Cinco de Michael. And we're going to go for callers number, let's start with. Five? Let's start with five. He put up his hand. Cinco. Let's start with cinco. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Good idea. Clever man. 425-653-9455. Five copies.
Yes.
Of Cinco de Michael.
Yes.
And we're starting with caller five.
There
through
you go.
Caller 9, 425-653-9455. I should have thought of that. Good for you for being on top of it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you in advance for being part of our opening day of boating season cruise.
It's always my pleasure.
And if our listeners want to join us on the boat, then go to our website. We have a link on the homepage to Argosy Cruises for that event at kwjz.com. And no doubt I'll be seeing a lot of you this summer.
And I also want to mention Michael Patches Stewart will be our great special guest.
Oh, that's right.
He's a special guest on the CD, and he'll be with us that day.
Incredible trumpet player.
Wonderful.
That's right. Thank you for reminding
me. Yes.
All right. Well, I'll be seeing you at all the concerts and events this summer, no doubt.
Oh, yes. Look forward to it.
And we'll be back in a moment.